Tell me what's in there.
What?
A boat? Oh my goodness. Can you say boat? There you go, you did it. A boat. Oh my goodness. A cat. Wow. Okay. I'll close my eyes again. That boat doesn't seem to be going very far. It keeps staying in the box.
Wait, I thought you said a boat. You are the sneakiest little guy I ever met.
What?
A boat? I thought it was a boat.
Oh my goodness gracious. What now? What are we going to do now? You're going to put that in there?
Yeah.
Tell me what it is. I think you're pointing to a cake. Are you going to put a cake in there? A birthday cake? You want to put the birthday cake in the box?
No.
No? What do you want to do? You want to play with it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I have something else to do first. I have something to do on the computer. Wow. Do you play on the computer at home, buddy?
Yeah.
Here, why don't you sit on the chair?
Look,
what does the present have on it?
A bow.
A bow, good job. And now we're gonna hit the button. Here, hit the button, and then tell me what you see. Oh, good job, hit it again. Hit the button again. What is it? Oh, I couldn't hear you. Good work. Hit it again and see what you see.
Bow.
A bow. Good job. Is it the same? Did it change?
Bow.
You are so good at that.
Bow.
A bow.
Bow.
Look, what's that?
Wow.
Yeah, you see some bees, and I'm gonna show you something that's like bee. Whoops! Look, it's kind of ugly. Look, what is that?
Bees.
It's a bead. So this is a word that's like bee, but it has an end on it. It's bead. Can you say bead? Oh, buddy, no, you can't hold down. Can't hold down the button like that. All right. Ready? It's almost the same as the bow and the boat. This is a bee, and this is a bead. Can you say bead? Very good job. Do you want to try that? Let's try it. Let's say
bee.
Now let's say bead. Good job. Bee. No, you say it.
Bee.
Good job.
Bee.
It is beads, but can you say bead?
Bead.
Can you say... Wait a minute, how did we get there? How did that happen? Bead. That's a different one. Ready? Bee.
Bee.
No, I'm gonna have to press the buttons if you press them all at once. Okay, I'm gonna press the buttons now. Okay, ready? Bee.
Bee.
Bead. Next one. Bee.
Bee. Bee.
Is it a bee? That's a bee. Bzz. Good job, Blake. Oh, let's say it again. Bead.
Bead.
How about this one?
Bead.
Is that a bead?
Bead.
That's a bee. How about this one?
Bead.
Good job. What about that one? What is it?
Bee.
It's a bee. And another bee. And another
bee.
Is that a bee? Bzz. Hey, Blake. Look, is that a bee? Is that a bee? No, let's say bead. Good job. And this is, look. Oh yeah, I did bring a snack, but we're gonna feed it to the animals. But first we're gonna do this. Look at that lady. She's sewing. She's sewing. Do you ever see anybody sew? I thought that S is gonna be hard. Can you say sew?
Yeah.
Very good. Now look at this. This is something you wash your hands with.
What?
What is it?
What?
Good job. Can you say soap?
What?
Watch this. Yeah.
What?
Oh, good job. So I'll take yo and woke. That's close enough. Cause Blake? You need to remember that so, look buddy, look at the picture, look, so and soap sound kind of the same, and you have to put the end on it so people know which one you mean.
Yes.
All right, so let's say so.
Yeah.
Good job. Let's say soap. Good job. Say it one more time.
Look.
Very good. Now what's she doing?
Yay.
She's sewing. Hold on. We're going to finish these and then we'll play with the snack. Okay, look.
Is
he lecturing?
What is that?
Look.
Very good. What is she doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's say so.
Yeah.
Very good. And now.
What?
Very good. And now,
yes, Mom.
What do you see?
Yes.
What is it?
Yes.
Point to this.
Yeah.
This
that
is two
pee.
Brains.
This pink. Yes.
One pink.
Yeah.
Ears. Are they ears?
Two heads.
Oh, do you know what they are? They're brains. They're brains, they're inside your head. Wow, huh? It's for the doctor to look at, so he knows what your brain looks like. All right, let's finish up. So.
Yeah. What?
Good job. Another one. Say it again.
What?
That's it, you did such good work. So,
he was getting the end of it. He's doing great with that, actually.
All right, and what we're gonna do now is we're gonna feed the animals. So you get the Cheerios, I'll get the animals. You how we're gonna play this game.
Yeah.
When we feed the animal, we're gonna say the noise that the animal makes.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. What's he gonna say when we feed him?
Moo.
What's he gonna say?
Moo.
He's gonna say moo.
Moo.
Good job, that's just right. When we feed him, he's gonna say moo.
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 Good job. And yeah, hold on. And when we feed him, what's he gonna say?
What the hell?
Yeah, he says the same thing as a sheep. He says,
ba.
He says, ba. When we feed him, he's going to say, ba. How about this guy?
Nah.
He's going to say, nay. And how about this guy?
Ba.
He's going to say, oink.
Oink.
Good job. And let's add a new one. What does he say?
Woof, woof.
He says, woof, woof. Do I have anybody else? Oh, I have a better ba.
Ba.
Good job. What does he say?
Meow, meow.
Very good.
Like that.
What is he?
That.
That word has an end on it too.
That.
It's a cat.
I like that.
You like cats? We'll put him up there. You make a good cat noise. What does the lion say?
Wow.
Good job. All right, I'll stick with the ones that sound a little bit like I don't think we need to be roaring. All right. So, we're gonna give a Cheerio to an animal. Let's feed the cow. How many Cheerios do you think the cow wants? Three Cheerios? Okay, take out just one.
Mm.
Take out just one and let's give it to him and say, moo.
Moo.
Is it woo?
Moo.
Moo. I think that's gonna go in your mouth. All right, you can put it here. Let's feed him another one and let's say, moo.
Moo.
Good job. Let's give him another one. Let's say, moo. Very good. Should we give him one more?
Yes.
What's he gonna say?
Moo.
He's gonna say moo. Good job, Blake. All right, who should we feed now? The sheep. All right, how many Cheerios should we give to the sheep?
Bye.
Show me.
Bye.
Bye, Cheerios. All right, let's take one and say ba.
Ba. Ba.
Ba.
Ba. Ba.
Good job.
Ba. 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 Ba.
Oh, good job. Mm-hmm. Can you say five? That's very good. I think people will understand you if you say five. Should we feed the horse next, or who should we feed?
Yes.
All right, he's gonna say nay.
Yeah.
We're gonna give him five?
Yeah.
Okay. What does he say?
No.
He says no?
Bah.
He says ba?
Ba.
No. Silly horse.
Nah. No, not two. Nah.
Nay.
Nah. Whoa. Nah. Five.
Is it five?
Yeah.
All right. Good job. What's he gonna say?
Buck, buck.
He can say that too. But my pig says, oink.
Oink.
Good job. How many is he gonna have?
No.
He's gonna have one?
Yeah. Oi.
Good job. Oops. Oops, did it fall?
Yeah.
All right, we'll put that one in the trash over on the floor. But the piggy is hungry. Can he have another one? What does he say? He says, oink.
Oink.
Good job. Now let's feed the dog.
Woof, woof. Woof, woof.
Oops. Uh-oh. Is that one okay? Here, I'll put that one over here. Because I think we're going to end up eating these. You like cats. Meow.
Meow. Meow.
You're gonna give how many to the cat?
No, but less. Right back.
You gonna give him a lot? Meow.
Oh, no.
Meow.
Meow.
Good
meow.
Job.
Meow. Meow.
Meow.
Meow. How do we meow back?
Let's give him another one and say meow.
Meow.
Good job. Oh, I think he wants more. He's still hungry. Meow.
Meow.
Meow. The cow is hungry now.
Moo.
What does he say?
Moo.
Moo.
Moo. Moo.
Good job, Blake. Let's feed him.
Ooh.
What does he say?
Ooh.
Does he say woo?
Ooh.
You're getting the right sound. Put it at the start. Moo. Ooh. Good job.
What? What?
That's not what my pig says. My pig says oink.
Oink.
Good job.
Oink.
How about the sheep?
Nah, bah. Bah.
How about the cat?
No. Yeah, yeah.
The horse?
Yeah. Nah, nah. Nah.
Okay, you know what we're gonna do now?
Yeah.
We're gonna give one to the cow and one to the sheep, and we're gonna say moo ba.
Moo ba.
Moo ba.
Ba.
One more time.
Moo ba.
Moo ba.
Ba.
Good job. No, they don't say. They say moo. Moo. Watch me. Moo ba. That's hard to say, isn't it?
Nah.
No? It's easy?
Nah.
Who says nah? I have a horse that says nay.
Ba.
But you forgot the cow. Moo ba.
Moo ba.
Good job. What about ba moo?
Ba woo.
Ba woo?
Ba woo.
Ba-moo. Let's say that again.
Ba-moo.
Good job. You like to feed the cow first?
No.
All right. They want ba-moo.
Ba-woo.
Ba-woo?
Ba-moo.
Good job. Oh, wow. Lots of animals. Do I have anybody else whose noise I can do? These ones are kind of hard. They don't make good noises. Oh, what does he say? What is he called, Blake?
Yeah.
You're close, but that word has an end on it. Can you say lion?
Yeah.
Lion. Yeah, good job. What about this one? What is he called? He's called a tiger. Watch me. Tiger. It's a lion. You see there's a lion? And the tiger. The tiger has stripes.
That's match.
They match?
Yeah, that's. But what does this? That is yellow.
This one's yellow, and this one's what color?
That's yellow.
Oh. He has stripes.
Yeah.
Did we play with my zoo? Did you see my zoo with the stickers?
No.
Should we play with that?
Like that.
All right, let's clean up the animals. I think you can eat them. I think it's mean to make you play with Cheerios and not let you eat any. You can eat those ones. Let's look at my zoo. There are stickers, and you can put them on the zoo.
Wow.
Let's see, what should we put on there?
That one.
How about a boy?
Yes.
What do you want to put on there?
Yes.
Okay, here. Wait, I have to take it off, because we might rip it. Now watch, hat is a word that has an end on it.
Hat.
Let's try hat.
Hat.
Good job. But there's nobody to wear the hat. Who's gonna wear the hat? You're gonna put it on the elephant? Who's wearing the hat?
A girl.
A girl? All right, what else should we put on there? Oh, I see another hat. Let's put another hat on there.
Yeah.
Let's put it on the giraffe.
Yeah, but it's a staff.
He already has a hat.
Okay.
The giraffe needs a hat. Did you ever see a zebra wearing a hat?
No, but I want zebra.
Okay, well, you know what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Here, put it on him. And we're gonna tell your mom, he has a hat.
Hat.
Good job. I think his hat is upside down. Oops.
Yeah.
You wanna put it in the trash? It's behind you. What a good guy. All right. How about some little birds? Should we put some little birds in the zoo?
Good.
Squirrels. You want to put squirrels?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what they're holding? Look, what do squirrels like to eat? They're eating a nut.
Nut.
Very good job. Nut.
Nut. Oh,
it's in the water? Should we put another squirrel in there?
Yeah.
All right. What is he eating?
Yeah.
Very good job. Nice work. Look at those silly squirrels in the water. All right. Should we put some people in?
The bus.
A bus. Good job. Let's put the bus in there. It's in the water!
Yeah!
It's right on top of the seal! Oh no! Squish. Alright, let's put a bird in. He's gonna say peep.
Peep.
He says peep?
Peep.
Peep. Good job. Look, I have another bird. A yellow bird. He's gonna say peep. Good job. Now, what do you want now? A car?
A dope.
So we're entering the phase where we try to put an end on every
mess.
Oh my goodness. The bear got squished by a car? That's terrible. Oh, you're silly. All right. I have a duck.
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 Very good. Where should we put the duck? He doesn't stick on top of the car. You have to put him on the board to make him stick. He's upside down. You're silly. Let's say duck.
Duck.
Very good. How about a boy? A what?
Oompa.
A balloon?
Yeah.
Can you say loon?
Balloon. Balloon.
That was good. Let's say it again for your mom. Let's say loon. Balloon.
Balloon.
Which balloon do you want?
Red.
The red balloon? Who's going to have a balloon?
A squirrel.
Squirrel. The squirrel has a balloon and he's eating a... A nut? A nut? A nut. Good job.
A nut and a poop.
Loon.
Poop.
Balloon.
Balloon.
The yellow balloon?
Yeah. Right. And I'm not sure to have a soul.
He's eating a balloon?
Yeah.
No, he's not eating a balloon. What is he eating?
A nut.
A nut.
A nut.
Good job. The bus drove out of the pool?
I almost got a pool.
What did it squish? A popcorn stand?
Yeah.
Oh, here, look, I have some popcorn. Let's say pop.
Pop.
Who's gonna eat the popcorn? Uh-oh, it's falling out. The popcorn is spilling. Let's say pop.
Pop.
Good job. Uh-oh, another one?
No.
All right, I have a boy. Let's put the boy in the picture. Let's say boy.
Boop.
He can't be in the lion cage.
Yeah.
What's gonna happen? Oh no. Let's just say boy. Like, that's not a word that has an end on it. It just goes like this. It goes boy.
Boy.
That was good. And look, the boy is in the lion cage and he's saying, help.
Help.
Help. Can we put the boy somewhere else?
Daddy.
What's that?
Daddy.
It's a daddy.
Daddy.
Touch me. Daddy.
Daddy.
That's good. You want to put the daddy in the picture?
Yeah.
Can he help the boy?
Yes.
All right, well, put him in. Oh, no. Why did he bring the baby into the lion cage? Okay, I think that's safer.
Yeah.
With the zebra.
Yeah.
The zebra with that. What does the zebra have? A hat. Good job. Let's say these things. Let's say hat.
Hat.
Let's say... Thank you. Look, let's say daddy.
Daddy.
Let's say baby.
Baby.
Let's say boy.
Boy.
Very good. There are two plates. There are three plates. Plate. Good job. One thing actually. Three what? Three flowers. Four. Watch me. Four. No. It's different. Watch me. You have to watch me. Four. Bite your lip. That's right. Four. That was right, Blake. Say it for your mom so she can hear how big you sound. She wants to hear. Four. Good job. That's a hard sound to make. All right. I have some more little birdies. They want some popcorn to eat. Put them near the popcorn stand. And when the little birdie... When the little birdie is hungry, he says peep. Does he say pee?
Peep.
He says peep. What is he doing with the seal? He wants popcorn. Here's another little bird. Look, another little bird. He says peep.
Peep.
Good job. All right, I think we have enough stickers on the board. Let's go through and say all the things that we put on the board. Okay, I'm going to point to all the birds and we're going to say peep.
Peep.
Ready?
Peep. 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 Peep.
Good job.
Peep.
Is it peepa?
Peep.
Peep. Very peep. Good. Now I'm going to point to all the hats and we're going to say hat. Oh, we found more. Let's say it.
Peep.
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 Watch me. Peep.
Peep.
Good job. Oh, you found another one, Blake. You're so good. What does he say?
Peep-a.
Does he say peepa?
Peep.
He says peep.
Peep.
You have to put your lips together. He says peep.
Peep.
All right, one more time. Peep.
Peep.
Good job. All right, let's do those hats now. How many hats can you find?
Nope.
Oh, all right, we're gonna say hat.
Hat. Hat.
There are more hats.
Hat.
Good job.
Hat. Hat.
Do you see any more hats?
No.
I think the man in the popcorn stand has a hat.
Yes, hat.
Good job. Very good work. Now let's say nut.
Nut. Hat, nut.
Good job. Do you see any more nuts? I don't see any more. But I do see a wheel.
Wheel.
Yeah, good. Wheel.
Wheel.
Wheel. Very good. Do you see any more wheels? I think that the bear has a swing that's made out of a wheel.
Wheel.
And who else has a swing that's made out of a wheel?
Wheel. Wheel.
Where is there a wheel? Show me. I think that's a water fountain. But I think that the monkey has a wheel.
Wheel.
Good job. Do you see anything else? No. I think that this cart has wheels.
Wheel. Wheel.
Good job. Wow. You found a lot of wheels. You found a lot of wheels. And a lot of birds that say peep.
Peep.
And you found a lot of hats. Good job. Right, let's do something different. I have something else to look at on the computer. Do you want to see a story that's on the computer? All right. the story and then maybe we'll have some cereal.
Oh, you are all ready to go, huh, mister?
The cereal a little bit later. First, we're gonna read the story. Okay, so we're gonna put the cereal. We're gonna put it over here. Good job. We're gonna put it somewhere where you don't see it. It's gonna distract you. All right, where's my little recorder?
Okay, buddy. We're gonna need to keep the chairs. All right, this is a really cool story. I think you're gonna like this story. Look, this is a story about two brothers. This one is Toog. And this one is Koog. They're brothers. But even though they're brothers, they're different in a lot of ways. You're right. Toog is pink and Koog is green. And Koog has ears that stick straight up. And Toog has ears that flop down. Toog likes to be quiet. Koog likes to jump and play. Toog does not like to make a lot of noise, but Koog is very noisy. Toog likes to read books, and Koog likes to play with cars. Toog likes to eat carrots. And Koog likes to eat candy. Toog likes to go to bed early. And Koog likes to stay up late. Sometimes Toog and Koog get in a fight. Toog says, "Koog, you are too noisy." And Koog says, "Toog, you are no fun." One day Toog said, "Koog, you are too noisy. I am going away." So Toog played by himself all day, and he was very quiet. Look, what did Toog play with?
Dad.
He played with crayons, and what other quiet things did he play with?
Read books.
Yeah, he was reading books. And while Toog was playing by himself quietly, Koog played by himself, and he made a lot of noise. What does he have?
That ball.
He has a big ball.
Ball.
Oh. A what? A ball, and he has a car, and he has a big TV. But at the end of the day, Toog said, "I miss my brother Koog." And he went to look for him. And Koog said, "I miss my brother Toog." And Koog went to look for him. Toog said, "Koog, we may be different, but you are my brother." And Koog said, "Toog, we are different, but you are my brother, and you are my best friend." The end. Watch. I'll show you something. So this is it's a discrimination test to see if he hears the differences that he doesn't produce so well.
Okay.
All right, buddy, look. look at the pictures. I'm gonna say a sentence, and I want you to point to the sentence that goes with, or to point to the picture that goes with the sentence I say. All right, so look, I'm gonna say, Toog has a cookie. Good job. Oops, I'm gonna close this one. Here, watch. Look, which one is Toog and which one is Coog? Show me.
This is why this is a great task.
Look, this one is Toog and this one is Coog. And you remember, Toog is the pink one and Coog is the green one. Here, buddy, I'm gonna tell you the story again. I want you to have some Cheerios while you're watching the story. That sound good? Okay. Let's listen to the story again. It's a story about brothers who are named Toog and Coog. And Toog is pink and Coog is green. Can you look at the story? Yeah. And Coog has ears that stick up. And Toog has ears. Oh, careful, bud. Here, let's get that plate. It'll be less distracting if we put some on a plate. So I'm interested in seeing whether he's able to hear the difference. Mm. But the problem is that making them similar like that. Oh, I'm gonna do the clicking. Making them similar makes it hard for the kid to learn which one is which. Okay, look. And Toog has the ears that flop down, and Coog has the ears that stick up. And do you remember, Toog likes to play quietly. And Coog likes to jump and play. Look, there he is. Where's Coog? You found him. Yeah, he's hiding. And Toog is very quiet. But remember, Coog is noisy. Coog is noisy. And Toog likes to read books. And Coog likes to play with cars. Coog likes to play with cars. And, oops, did you drop one? It's okay, we'll find it later. Watch your head, buddy. All right, good job. Thank you. Here, I'll put it in the trash. Or you'll put it in the trash. Mr. Cleanup. Good job. Okay, look. Toog likes to eat carrots.
Yeah.
And Coog likes to eat candy.
No.
Oh, no. It's gone.
Mama.
Oh, right here.
I like to eat candy.
You like to eat the candy too? Toog likes carrots and Coog likes candy. And Toog likes to go to bed early. And Coog likes to stay up late. Look, Coog is bouncing around even though it's bedtime. Sometimes Toog and Coog fight. And Toog says, Coog, you are too noisy. And Coog says, look, Coog's gonna say something. Coog says, Toog, you are no fun. And one day Toog said, Coog, you are too noisy. I am going away. So he played by himself all day and Toog was very quiet. And Coog played by himself all day, and he made a lot of noise.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, Toog said, I miss my brother Coog. Stick with me a little bit longer. All right, we're gonna finish this story. Here, I'll finish a little bit more snack. All right? Look, at the end of the day, Toog said, I miss my brother Coog. And he went to look for him. And Coog said, I miss my brother Toog. And he went to look for him. Look, he's going.
All right.
And Toog said, Coog, we may be different, but you are my brother. And Coog said, Toog, you are my brother and you are my best friend. Now we're gonna play a game, okay?
No, no, dash.
All right, I'll put it in the trash. Now we're gonna play my game. My game with Toog and Coog, okay? Now look, here's a picture. Here's a picture of Toog and Coog. And here's another picture that's a little bit different. No, we're not gonna spin around. We're gonna look at the pictures. I want you to show me the picture that shows Toog has a cookie. Point to that one. Point to Toog has a cookie. Good job, buddy. Now show me Toog has a ball. Very good. All right, hold on. We're gonna look at a new one. All right, look. Oops, wrong way. Show me Coog has a cup.
You thirsty? Nice. Your foot? Itching? Because your brain sucks are too big. Hey, listen to Tara.
We're gonna finish this and then we're gonna have some more Cheerios. And maybe it'll be time to go soon. Okay? But I just want you to point to the picture that goes with the one that I say. Show me Coog has a cup. Good job. Now show me, Toog has glasses. Good job. Look at this one. I want you to show me, Toog has ice cream. Good job, buddy. Show me, Coog has shoes. Good job. Show me, Toog has an apple. Great job, buddy. Coog. You can say pizza pretty well. Show me, Coog has pizza. Good job. Look, I want you to show me Toog has a hat. Very good, buddy. Ooh, now show me Toog has a lollipop. Very good. Show me Coog has a cat. Good work.
Yeah, huh?
Ooh, show me Coog has flowers. Good job.
Mama.
Okay, we'll get a drink as soon as we're done.
I think we only have two more. Let's look at this one. I want you to show me Toog has a flag. Very good, buddy.
What's that door?
Like
is
this?
Is that you?
Just, it's not mine, it's the doctor's chair. Show me Toog is on the chair. Good job, buddy. I think you always point that one. Oh, and show me Coog has a bear. job. Last one. Show me. Toog has a frog. Very good, buddy. Oh, there's one more. How did you know there was one more? Now show me. Toog has a bag. Oh, there's another one. How did you know? I want you to show me. Oh, hold on. Before you press the button. Show me, Coog has balloons. Good job. Oh, that's a different one. We'll do that one later. We'll do the one with the different monsters later. So he was really not picking that one up. But then the question is, it is a tough task for a kid that young to learn those names. So that's why I have the other monsters, and I'll give them a name that he, like, if they're Boog and Duke, he can make that distinction. So I want to see if that will help. If that will help with the, because I'm just interested in knowing whether he hears the distinction.
Yeah, or if that works like production thing. I mean, because obviously hearing's been tested and everything up to this point. So it's just a matter of making more.
Yeah, it's about how the system is organized. Like,
oh, those are the doctor's toys. We can only play with my toys, actually. It's just like, you know how kids go through development of grammar and they start out with one word and then they put words together and then they learn how to use prepositions and things like that. It's also the way the sounds get organized. So it's just a developmental process. And he may be perceiving it normally, but I'm really interested in the doctor's toys, not my toys. I'm interested in knowing whether we need to work on hearing the difference, or if it's just about getting it out.
Okay.
Yeah, all those Cheerios made you thirsty. Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's definitely difficulty getting it out.
Right.
So.
I know. We'll get a drink on our way out.
Get a drink.
Okay.
I think it's time to go. And my next client
didn't
call. Maybe they forgot to call.
Now, did you say that the report was already in the mail?
Yeah, the report. Dr. Sobe needs to approve my report, so it's possibly going to finalize it.
Okay.
I can ask him.
Okay. That'd be great, because he has his IEP meeting in another, because you're not here next week, and it's the following just after that.
But I can just send it to you.
Oh,
because
it'll
be the same thing.
Okay, that would be great.
You gave me your email last
time. Yeah.
And also, so remind me what kind of services he's getting right now.
So he's in an integrated preschool. So he goes in 4 days a week, like 9 to 11:30, and then 3 of those days he gets a half hour speech while he's there. And then he's also.
Is he by himself?
No, he's not. I think he's. Is it just Deanne that goes with you to see Nancy? Just the two of you? Are there any other kids that go with you? No, so there's one other girl.
Does she have a similar kind of speech?
I don't think hers is the same thing, but I don't know. She, I know part of her issue, I'm not sure specifically, but I think part of it is there's two languages in the home.
Oh, really?
And she's very, very shy. And so I think they're working a lot on social stuff with her, which they were with him too, just trying to initiate.
Getting to talk? Oh,
getting,
is it cake time?
Getting her to talk. But I'm not sure.
Right? Can you cut us a piece of cake?
That's one thing I know that he should have one on one, right?
Yeah, I mean.
For next year.
They're
pretty good with accommodating, it's, you know.
I mean, he's just not, his speech is not where you want it to be at this age. And so, you know, it's really. I think he's a kid who really deserves to have the intensive resources. Because, I mean, other kids who are getting speech, they may be working on a couple little, you know, they have a couple sounds that they have trouble with. Or this girl sounds like she has a different issue. So we're always kind of cautious when we hear that a kid is getting, well, just any therapy in the school for a kid with epilepsy, it's tough because the school isn't always aware of how to treat the diagnosis.
Yeah.
And so a lot of the time you'll find a kid like in a group with kids who are working on their S's and their R's, and it's just not appropriate because it's not
right.
It's not beginning to address what he needs.
She's been working on like the F
the phonic, some of those sounds, and I don't know if that's what they're. I mean, I haven't.
That's okay because he does. You know, he does need those sounds, and he's stimulable for those sounds. Right. But you know, the whole idea with apraxia is getting the sort of frame, the syllable structure, and then you can put the sounds into that.
Yeah, and with him still needing sounds, how does that work? I mean, like, let's say they tend to work on just some more of the some of the isolated sounds, and then if we're working on sequencing here, and I'm trying to incorporate. What do you think would be the best situation for him?
Well,
you know, the best way to help him. given that that's all the speech he's getting right now is, you know, between.
Well, do they work on sounds just in isolation? Just like.
No, they do it with words too. Well, like, I know she does not with like little tiny like little flashcard things or whatever. Mm-hmm. She'll stick them on a little beanbag thing, whichever one it lands on, that's where he has to stay or something. I'm not that familiar. I haven't, partly my fault, I haven't gone into
see
so much, but which I could, but he was making some progress, and I realize it's a slow thing, you know, before we finally came into how I'm checked out more with all the other kids, so I was just kind of. Yeah.
Well, so the thing ideally with apraxia is to get sort of a short session every day, even if we're a 15-minute session every day where he kind of drills more intensively. Because especially, I was talking to Dr. Strand about this, Dr. Strand, my supervisor, about, you know, how he can do move great, but if you take away the cue, then it goes right back to
right.
Move. And she said, you know, she's seen kids like that, and it's not that they never get it, it's just that they need a lot of repetition before that plan really gets solidified, and just cue it, and you cue it, and you cue it over and over. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's not something, it'll take a long time if he gets it in, you know, an hour a week, or, thank you, good job. So ideally, you'd like him to be in the school working on it on a daily basis.
Now, I know they supposedly meet, the speech therapist and the teacher meet weekly to discuss kind of what they're doing with him to try to practice it in the classroom. So if I was to say certain words or phrases or whatever that we're working on, so they're all working on them, they kind of get a bit older.
I mean, it was really easy just in that play activity to do some final consonants, and he picked right up on it. What did it do? It stuck?
Yeah.
Wow, it stuck. Oh, you pulled it off. So
I guess I'm saying, like, when I meet with them, what should I be stressing? Like, individual, one-on-one. He goes 4 days
it
a week,
stuck.
And they see him 3 days already. So I'm kind of thinking, because I think that's the max that they can give him amount time-wise and scheduling and stuff. So
how much is it? Or how long is it?
For? It's a half an hour. And I think sometimes that ends up being when he has to go potty. So I hate to try to shorten it because it's at the end of the day too. Like his speech is from 11:30.
The doctor's, not mine. Oh, like you can play with it. Who cares?
But he goes from like 11:30, and 11:30 is the snooze. Sometimes you get sent back a little early than you really to get ready to go.
Yeah,
I mean, in the age group, 30 minutes never means 30 minutes.
Yeah,
but I hate to try to shorten it, because that would just be one day at school, he's not getting it, and then he's here on Friday, so it would just be me making sure, you know, I do.
I mean, you could ask for 4 20-minute sessions or something like that. Maybe my client is home. Start speaking. Oh no! I'm sorry, I was wondering. Have they been here forever? Okay. Oh, I am Mr. Patient. Anyway, so okay, I'll go see them. Thanks. Bye bye. So I think one thing I'd like to do is I'll send you an article. It's on the PracticaKids.com, so you may have run across it, but it's in a pile of a million articles. So, but it talks about recommendations for therapy for kids with apraxia speech, and it's actually very strongly worded because I think it comes from experience of dealing with schools that
try to do very traditional occupational right. therapy with kids who have a different diagnosis. And so it has recommendations like, you know, it says very strongly that individual therapy is necessary unless there happens to be another kid with the same
exactly.
diagnosis who's at
right.
the same level.
Right.
But if it was somebody who's working on social
I'm not sure specifically what her, yeah, I know there's a few things, so I'm not sure specifically, but I know, I think they'd be pretty,
you made it
pretty good
up.
With that. Yeah, I see. And then it's just as far as, you know, like if any other specific types of connections that I don't know.
Yeah, so I think I'll give you that article and I had a parent take it into a meeting. They had a more confrontational relationship with
mm-hmm.
the school, and so the school was sort of,
okay.
Maybe if we could give it to the school in advance and they could look at some recommendations
uh-huh.
for treatment for apraxia. Because that's sort of what I would see if the idea is if you get
okay.
one-on-one, if there's some
yeah.
way if you could get drilling every day, even if the teacher or the classroom aide does it for 15 minutes
okay.
the day he's not at speech, something like
okay.
that. And then, because I mean, it's really not that hard to drill them on moo, moo,
right,
moo,
exactly.
and hop, hop,
yeah.
hop, and you just have to
yeah.
keep modeling it until he does it.
Okay.
And it also talks about frequency, it talks about, one-on-one therapy,
okay.
and it has some ideas for what apraxia therapy should look like.
Okay.
I'll send that
yeah.
to you,
yeah.
and along with
report.
The report.
Okay,
yeah.
that would be great. What do you say to Kat?
Thanks for all your hard work, Blake. You did a good job.
But then just in regards to home, with some of these things for this.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was actually going to print out just a sheet of targets, but I mean, you
okay.
I don't need to insult your intelligence.
Oh, no, that's okay.
Moo and pop
right.
and all the things
I think
that we're
checking out. The toys that we have at home and be trying to see what...
but just anything, wow, all those pops! Anything that's one syllable and you can reinforce the final sound
okay.
on it. He's doing great with that, actually, with imitating that when he gets them out.
What
is it? A pop! Let's do a pop before we go.
No.
Oh, it's not a pop? What is it?
Ball.
It's a ball! Oh. Look, Blake, where did you get that pretty yellow and purple ball? Where did you find that ball? I've never seen it before. It's actually two pops!
No.
Oh my goodness.
No.
No, it's not two pops? No, it's
a
pretty
ball.
A ball, wow. Okay, by the time we go.
A ball!
There we go, oh my. Thank you so much for those
poppers.
Oh, yeah.
Everything.
Who am I now?
The bat put all by that smart ideas. I got all.
Not sure what that was.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daya.
Bye-bye,
Blake. Tomorrow.
your very best friend came.
All right, so my last little guy kind of trashed.
So I'm sure what I took.
We're just gonna go from here. Oh my, Lona. Oh, look at that. What do I have? Are you not gonna talk to me today? I'm not gonna say anything at all. What are those called? What are they?
I don't
know. Oh. Are they poppers? Do you want to play with the poppers? I think I remember you being scared of the poppers. She likes to move. I remember somebody hiding under a chair.
I'm scared of poppers.
Oh, Logan's scared of poppers, but not you?
Alright.
Should we do a pop?
Yeah.
Which color pop?
Yeah.
All right, let's say, let's do a yellow pop. Should I pop it on the floor or on my finger? Ready? You're not caught it. Good job. Is that a pink one?
It's purple is pink.
A purple pop. A purple pop. Let's do a purple pop. You say it. Can you say that in a nice slow voice? Let's do. Good job, Lana.
Good.
I haven't seen you in so long.
I know, she's all shy.
Whoa! Did that one come close to you? It didn't hit you though, did it? What should we say? Let's do a red pop. You say it.
Let's do a red pop.
Let's do a red pop.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Red and yellow ball.
My friend sucks.
He has the purple one. Can you make a... Oh, okay. What kind of ball do you have?
Purple and red.
A purple and red ball. Good job.
I have the yellow one.
We have
a big ball and an at Larry's house.
You have a big ball and a what?
We have a big ball and a granny house.
It is a Grammy's house.
It is a Grammy's house.
Oh, it's a Grammy's house. Wow.
Because not at our house.
Let's play with my farm book again. You want to take out the animals?
Yeah.
Which one do you want to do next?
Pink.
All right. What are we gonna say? Who is pig? Or what color? What color is it? Is this pig? Am I wearing a pig shirt? Do I have a pig notebook?
Whose tail?
Pig.
Let's say the pig's tail.
The pig's tail.
Very good job, Lana. Whose tail is it?
Whose tail is it?
Sheep. Does the sheep have a black and white bottom? I think you're right. So whose tail is it? This one's more difficult than I would have expected it to be. You found it! Whose tail is it? Who's he?
Thanks,
silly cow. So wait, hold on. We're going to say the cow's tail.
Cow.
I couldn't hear you.
The cow.
I couldn't hear you either.
Cow tail.
Is it the cow tail or is it the cow's tail?
The cow.
No. Okay, let's find whose tail is that?
Sheep.
Whose tail is that?
Sheep.
This is not a sheep tail. It's somebody who's brown and has a long tail. Who's that? Oh, this, Lana, this tail goes with this bowl. See? This page, it's really interesting how kids interpret this page, because she's not the only one who does that. So let's say, Lana, let's say, the horse's tail.
The horse's tail.
Not the horse tail, the horse's.
The horse's tail.
Very good job.
Lana, do I see some horses before?
You have seen some horses.
I've seen horses before.
Did you ever sit on a real horse?
Do you remember when you took a little pony ride? Was that fun?
Wow, you're lucky, Lana.
And I would. Did my brother get on?
Yeah, he went on one too.
My brother.
What did he do?
My brother did on a pony ride too.
He went on a pony too? Wow.
Yeah.
You guys are really lucky. I don't think we said the last one. Whose tail is that?
See.
The sheep's tail. Can you say the sheep's tail?
Sheep's tail.
Very good. That one's hard to say.
This looks like a haystack.
It looks like a haystack.
that what you said? Or am I just being influenced by the farm? I guess we're all influenced by the farm. All right, let's take out the animals. Okay, and look, this one, here it says nay, nay.